as you looked out this window here, you used to look straight at Mr. Reeks's shop, which is, of course is gone. There's no shop there now. But he had a shop there, and then his son Arthur Reeks took it on when old Mr. Reeks retired. And the corner where stock agents are, I remember that as Hatcher's Shoe Shop. And then I remember this little building next door. Mr. McArdle built that, and that was a milk bar, which was very modern to have a milk bar. You'd get milkshakes and things, and of course, picture night, people that go there will go to Mr. Reeks's, and you'd buy Jaffa lollies or chocolates or all sorts of confectionery. And then, of course, as you got back to the pictures, the Jaffas would be spilt and be down the aisle. And I remember when this dress circle was built. That was built after the hall was built. Another little interesting thing about that is that where the savings bank is today was just down the road here. It was just a block, fenced block, with a sign on it. For years it had the site of the new savings bank. Well, of course that was the war years, it wasn't built. So I used to ride my pony down and leave it in the little paddock where the savings bank is now built. And I was talking about this the other day. I used to put the saddle and bridle under the post office out of the weather. Well, you wouldn't do that today, or it'd be gone when you came home at night. But I always used to just leave my pony in there.
And how often would you come into the town? And like, how far out of the town was the farm?
Oh, only a mile or two at the back of the town. But we used to walk down to the pictures. There were five of us, little kids, and we used to walk down. And I remember one night there was a real horror movie on, where we used to walk back up through the schoolyard where there's a lot of pine trees, and of course in the wind they'd whistle the noise. Well, an Olympic runner wouldn't have beaten me home that night when I left here and went, ran for home. Broke all records, I think.